The Occupy movement has continued into the new year in communities across the United States. In Fairbanks, a small but steadfast group of Occupy protesters has maintained a presence at a downtown park since mid-October. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the movement is developing and sharing its message in and beyond Fairbanks.
The snow is a little deeper and their tents a little saggier, but the Occupy Fairbanks camp is alive at Veterans Memorial Park next door to City Hall. The temperature dipped past minus 40 in Fairbanks Tuesday, the first real cold snap since similar readings were logged in November. The long weeks of winter have not deterred Occupy Fairbanks protesters, like University of Alaska Fairbanks student Ethan Sinzabaugh. Sinzabaugh says a core group of five or six aren't giving up.
This is just like all the other occupiers down in the lower 48 in the world. You know, we stick with it until things get done.
Sinzabaugh and others aren't just hanging out waiting for change. He says they're working on state legislation aimed at reducing corporate influence on government, including reintroduction of the Clean Elections Act.
It was on the ballot a couple of years ago in 2008, and it kind of failed. But we think now that everybody sees how corrupt the system kind of is, if we tweak it a little bit and bring it into this next ballot that's coming up, something like that, and then we're working on the People's Rights Amendment, get rid of that corporate personhood thing. It's going to clearly define a person as a human being and not like a corporate entity. And that's what we're working on. We're working on state legislation to remove that corporate politic thing on a state level first, and then you go from there.
Sinzabaugh says Occupy Fairbanks has attracted attention from similar groups in other places. He says a local cell phone number dedicated to the group has received calls from all over, including an invitation to come help out at Occupy protest camps in New York.
Starting with Occupy Rochester and talk to a couple of the groups upstate and then going down to Wall Street, if they're still around, and talk about winter camping and different strategies and how to communicate with other groups, specifically like so-called conservative groups like the Tea Partiers and things like that, you know, because we've been doing so well bridging that gap up here. It's how, you know, what can they do to do it down in Lower 48? How can they communicate with these people too? And destroy that illusion that we're a leftist group.
Sinzabaugh, who leaves for New York next week, says Occupy Fairbanks is forging some surprising alliances, including with local Tea Party and libertarian groups like the Free Range Patriots, co-writing articles and appearing together on talk radio. Assemblymember Natalie Howard has been especially receptive. Howard, known for her libertarian views, says the Occupy protests show people are starting to wake up.
People know that something's wrong within our government system, within our society, within our economy, and they're at least out there trying to find ways to express this.
Howard says the Occupy movement is appealing because it hasn't been co-opted by any particular political persuasion.
There's no leader or no message that any one group can cut the head off on. They're basically encompassing many different things across the board. And some things I may agree with and some things I may not agree with personally. But I think that there's kind of a beauty in that because you can start to learn and develop your message.
Howard is supportive of the Occupy Fairbanks members' right to maintain their protest at Veterans Park, saying they aren't committing any crimes. Protesters have been issued a notice by the North Star Borough that they will be fined for destroying grass under their tents. Mayor Luke Hopkins says if protesters ignore the notice, a next step could be legal action, but he does not want to go there. The borough does not have police powers, and its attorney has expressed concern about selective code enforcement. Occupy Fairbanks Sinzabaugh says they have no plans to move and are in contact with an American Civil Liberties Union attorney. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.